这集好听的英语课由 Open Language 特别呈现，享受之中学英语。更多级别500多节实用英语口语课，请下载 Open Language App 免费试用。试用后想购买，更有听众特惠，到 openlanguage.com 官网购买所有一年课程，输入优惠码告诉你 GAOSUNI， 享受9折特惠，学习一年只要629元。 Sit back, enjoy and learn English. Open Language 英语，
英语改变生活。
Hello everyone, you're listening to a pre-intermediate lesson on Open Language. I'm Chris.
And I'm Adam.
And today we're going to be learning about dinner parties. We've been invited to a dinner party.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so we're going to learn what are some of the things you might say or experience at a dinner party.
Okay.
Okay, so let's listen to the dialogue one time, and then we'll discuss more at the end.
Jackson, Barbara, you guys made it.
We made it. Thank you so much for having us.Here's a little something for the wine rack.
Oh, Jackson, you shouldn't have. Please, leave your shoes on. Let me take your jackets. You're the first set of guests to arrive.
Zach, I love what you've done with the place.
Thanks. I can't take credit for it, though. It was all Claire.
She's got great taste. Where is she?
She's upstairs getting ready. We'll give you the grand tour when she's here. But first, can I offer you a beer? Wine?
I'm driving. Just a soda for me, please.
You could twist my arm into having a beer, sure.
How about some hors d'oeuvres? We had a catering company make us a couple of platters. They're delicious.
How could we resist?
Okay, so today's dialogue has three people.
Right.
So we have the host, and we have a couple. Maybe
yeah,
a married couple, maybe not.
Yeah, Jackson and Barbara.
Jackson and Barbara.
Right.
Okay, so maybe after the doorbell rings, after the host answers the door.
Yeah, so the host answers the door and says, Ah, Jackson, Barbara, you guys made it.
You made it.
Yes.
What did they make?
Yeah, what did they make? A cake? and so this is, you'll hear this all the time.
Right.
If you say, oh, great, you made it.
You made it.
It doesn't mean you actually made something. It just means you've arrived.
You've arrived.
You're here now. Yay.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can see that, that Jackson answers as, yeah, we made it.
Yes.
Right. So this is just pretty common. Oh, Chris, you made it.
Yeah.
I made it.
And it doesn't have to mean that they got stuck in traffic or anything. Mm. It could mean that. Maybe
sure.
It took them a long time and they say, oh, we finally
made
it. But here it just means, oh, great, you've arrived.
You've arrived.
Okay.
And so after Jackson says, yes, we've made it, he offers a little gift.
Yeah, he says, here's a little something for the wine rack.
For the wine rack. So this must be...A bottle of wine.
A bottle of wine. It's probably not a bow to put on the wine rack. Yeah, that would be disappointing. But yeah, so this just means he's clearly probably giving them a bottle of wine.
Mm.
And if you say, here's a little something, it's kind of just a way of saying, here's a small gift.
Small gift, that's
yeah.
right. And in this case, specifically, something for the wine rack.
Mm.
Wine rack is just what?
It's literally a rack is something that holds other things, usually. So this is a...kind of a small piece of furniture that holds bottles of wine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't have. That's a great way to receive a gift, isn't
exactly.
it? Oh, you shouldn't have.
Yep. This is all very common language to you. This is a great dialogue for, frankly, I've had this exact same conversation or dialogue in real life hundreds of times. It's almost just expected. This is what everybody says. And
that's right.
Okay, so moving on.They've come in now, and the woman, Barbara, says, Zach, I love what you've done with the place. And he says, thanks. I can't take credit for it, though. It was Claire. So what does it mean to take credit for something?
Well, I guess in this case, Claire is probably his wife. And Claire has probably done something very nice to the place. Maybe very nice design, maybe very nice furniture.
Yeah, so they're talking about she's looking around and saying, oh, it looks beautiful.
That's
it looks
right.
really great. So I can't take credit for how good it looks.
Because my wife did it.
Yes.
Right? So if I take credit for something, I am saying that I did it. It was me.
Maybe I deserve the praise
sure.
or the...congratulations
sure.
for something. Yeah.
But in this case, I can't take credit for it.
Right, because he didn't do it. Claire did. And he says, she's got great taste.
So taste, we know taste is food. This tastes good, this tastes bad. But we're not talking about food here.
Right, so this taste can also apply to other things, whether it's like fashion, clothes. You have good taste in style.
Style, yeah.
And in this case, it's even a good taste in decorating,
right.
Like kind of visual, how you put together an apartment, right?
Sure, yeah. Sure. No one has ever said this to me when they've come into my apartment.
That's not surprising to me at all, at all.
Okay, so speaking of Claire, where is she?
So she's upstairs getting ready, and we'll give you the grand tour when she's here.
Mm.
So, again, this is very common to say, but it does sound a little funny. What is a grand tour?
Well, a tour is just, you know, I'll give you a little, I'll show you around.
It's a visit. So, like a
visit.
Tourist
yeah.
is somebody that tours. They
sure.
go and they visit different places.
So this is the kitchen, this is the dining room, this is the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But in this case, the grand tour, it's just something that we say. It's
yeah.
not so grand.
And I think it's almost, it's meant to be a little bit funny, maybe,
sure.
because it's not very grand. You're just showing them your house.
Your little
house.
This is
the kitchen. This is the bathroom. This is the bedroom.
Exactly.
That's it. But they call it the grand tour. It makes it sound like this big event, but it takes about 30 seconds.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay, before the grand tour, the host will probably offer some kind of beverage, some kind of drink.
Yeah, so in this case, first, can I offer you a beer, wine? And so the woman says, I'm driving, so just a soda for me, please. But Jackson says, you could twist my arm into having a beer?
Mm.
Sure.
Sure.
So what is he saying here? Is he wants him to twist his arm?
Wants,
what is this?
Wants his, yeah, he really likes pain. Yeah. No, we just say twist my arm when we already really want something. So
yeah.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. So to twist someone's arm means to literally to bend their arm,
their
usually
arm.
Behind them,
right.
to force them to do something.
Yeah, it hurts.
It hurts. Yeah, it's painful, right? But this is saying, oh,
a beer.
If you're forcing me to have
sure.
a beer, then I guess I will, meaning I really would love a beer.
Right.
Thank you.
Twist
yeah.
my arm.
So this is a common way to say that, kind of jokingly. You can twist my arm into going to the movies tonight.
Sure.
Sure. That sounds fun.
Okay, let's hear some good American pronunciation of...
Yeah. So next they say, how about some... hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yes, and again, this is a French word, and when you read it in the dialogue, it doesn't look like the way I'm pronouncing it. That's
right.
Because the American pronunciation is really a terrible way
well,
of pronouncing
different.
It.
Well, it's different. It's different. Yeah, let's say it's different.
Yeah.
But it is standard American.
Yep, so
hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres is definitely the American way of saying it. And so what is an hors d'oeuvre?
I guess there's a lot of other ways we could say it. It's a finger food, small, small, small food.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
like...
appetizer,
yeah,
starter.
Little kinds of food that are easy to eat. Usually you pick them up with your fingers and you eat them before a main meal.
Right.
Yeah. So something you serve, especially at the beginning of a dinner party while people are arriving. Before you might sit down for a meal.
Sure.
Okay. And they say that they had a catering company make a couple of platters of these hors d'oeuvres.
So these hors d'oeuvres, maybe you don't have time to make them yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have skill to make it yourself.
Right.
So you can call a company. And in this case, you would call a catering company.
Mm.
They will cater to you.
Yeah, so it's a company that specifically makes food for parties, for events. Now, why wouldn't you just order... takeout food from a restaurant, then? Is that different than a catering company?
That's a good question. I mean, if it were my party, I probably would just order takeout.
But then you have no taste.
That's right,
style,
no taste. Yeah, catering, I think it's just a little more special. Right?
Yeah,
maybe it's more beautiful, maybe it's more delicious.
Yeah, and they're designed, a catering company, that's what they do full-time.
That's right.
You don't go there as a restaurant. They only make food to bring to events or parties. So they're kind of maybe... They have more, for example, platters. They probably have things like silverware, forks, knives that they're used to bringing as well.
Right.
You don't usually get that with takeout food. And so this, what is a platter? If they're bringing a couple of platters, is that?
Well, platters, I would say it's a plate. It's a big plate.
It's a large serving plate.
Right.
Yeah. So it's instead of little plates to put food on, this is a big tray, a big plate of food.
You can even see it in the word plate, platter.
Plate.
Yeah,
yep.
Very, very close.
And so you've got things like, you could have a cheese platter.
That's right.
Lots of cheeses on it. A fruit platter. Yeah.
Veggie
platters. Those are very common. Okay, and so all the food sounds great, and they say, how could we resist?
How could we resist? This is yet another super common dinner party sentence.
Exactly.
How could we resist? Resist is say no.
Yeah, to say no to something.
How could we say no?
Yeah. So it's just saying, oh, it all sounds so wonderful. Yes, we want it all. How could we say no?
How could we say no?
Everything that sounds so good.
Well, Chris, how could we resist listening to the dialogue one more time?
Indeed. So let's listen to the dialogue one more time, and then we'll follow up after.
Jackson, Barbara, you guys made it.
We made it. Thank you so much for having us. Here's a little something for the wine rack.
Oh, Jackson, you shouldn't have. Please, leave your shoes on. Let me take your jackets. You're the first set of guests to arrive.
Zach, I love what you've done with the place.
Thanks. I can't take credit for it, though. It was all Claire.
She's got great taste. Where is she?
She's upstairs getting ready. We'll give you the grand tour when she's here. But first, can I offer you a beer? Wine?
I'm driving. Just a soda for me, please.
You could twist my arm into having a beer, sure.
How about some hors d'oeuvres? We had a catering company make us a couple of platters. They're delicious.
How could we resist?
Okay, well, I don't know about you, Chris, but I am hungry.
Yeah, this definitely makes me hungry, and it reminds me of all so many dinner parties or get-togethers that I've been to. That really, it's exactly like this dialogue.
It is a good dialogue.
Yes.
So the first thing we'll say, we'll open the door. Chris, you made it.
Yeah, I made it, Adam. Thanks for having me. Here's a little something for your wine rack.
Oh, yeah. Chris, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Please, oh, leave your shoes on.
And I think another good thing about this lesson is that it shows, you know, there's a lot of things, sayings that you're really saying the opposite of what you mean.
Sure.
So this, you can twist my arm into having a beer.
That's right.
You're saying, I would love to have a beer, but the way you say it is by saying, oh, you could force me to have a beer. You could twist my arm.
That's right.
And make me have it, you know, when they really do want it.
Or even the grand tour.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It's not that grand.
Not that grand.
It's not even really a tour. You're just showing them a few rooms in your house. But we call it a grand tour.
Sure.
It just kind of makes fun of itself.
Yeah, and even going back to the beginning, you know, thanks for having us. This is kind of a strange, why wouldn't we say thanks for, inviting us?
Yes. Yeah, so, and this is, again, just one of those things we say, thanks for having us
over.
To your house. Yeah, thanks for inviting us to your house. But very common language that you almost always hear in this type of a setting, this type of a situation.
That's right. So. Well, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. I hope you've learned some really, really authentic dinner language.
Right.
And we'll see you next time on Open Language.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.